don't you give me a level check there?
Double check. Double checking for the podcast.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Is that thing moving?
What?
That microphone?
What do you mean?
So it looks like it was moving. Okay.
Wiggling?
All right. Let's wiggle into the intro. We got the Johnny Height and Dylan Height music playing.
Are we on now?
We are on now. You sound kind of weird, but okay.
You have a daughter at St. Catherine's University in St. Paul, Minnesota. Is that correct?
Yes.
What are you going to do about that?
I'm greatly troubled right now. I'm not sure what.
She a senior?
She would be a senior. She started nursing, switched over to teaching, and I'm not sure. She's a junior right now.
Who pays the freight? She does?
We help her out a little bit. She pays the bulk, but she's got loans and grants, and she got some good merit pay from the high school that she attended as a result of going to that high school.
What came up on the show today, I think, is the most definitive example yet of the... I just had some peanuts. I'm going to call them. Excuse me. The most definitive example yet of the destruction of the academy, something we've only been following... I don't think we've been doing the destruction of the academy for more than a year. But the academy's been destroyed and getting more destroyed for the last 50 years. And what I mean by destroyed is they don't seem, the institutions of higher learning don't seem to stand for anything. And what we came across today was St. Kate's, as it's known, has a female president, Becky Roloff. And this Roloff canceled, what was the event called? A seminar.
It was,
right?
A leadership conference.
A leadership conference. They invited people to participate, and it was to showcase women in positions of importance in literature, law, industry, what have you. And then you would attend this conference and learn something from these assembled women. So they sent out blind invitations.
58, Joe, they received 58 proposals to fill the 30 slots on the program. The selections were solely made based on their fit with the three themes of the conference: explore your purpose, ignite your passion, and inspire excellence. This is coming from the St. Kate's dean, who had sent an email to the 30 individuals who had been selected out of the 58 that applied.
So out of 58 applicants to, I suppose there's a little taste for it. You know, you get a little remuneration. And so 58 people apply to make their presentations at this conference, which they've had before at the school.
Right.
And 38 were chosen?
30
were chosen. So presumably the 30 best applicants were chosen to give the their presentations. And then
to a group of about 200 registrants.
Yeah, people sign up to attend this thing.
Right.
It's a big deal. It's a networking deal, and you get to meet Mrs. Kravitz, who's the head of some bank or whatever. Right. Okay, so they sent it out. They winnow it down. They got their 30, and then they asked those 30 to send in their photographs and their resumes or their bios. And inconveniently enough for the destroyed academy, it turns out that most of the 30 respondents – were white.
Mm-hmm.
So the school canceled the event and said, that doesn't represent the diversity and inclusion we want, so we're canceling the event. Well, think about that for a minute. That is tantamount to the president of a Catholic woman's university saying, we do not value merit, we value the color of your skin. I don't think that's an exaggeration. She admitted as much. She won't talk to the media, but...
We did receive an email back for the show very late in the 2 o'clock hour that she was she was unavailable, and I said that was really sad because this is a day that she should be available, and the communications person said she is physically unable to do it today. We apologize. And they said they could send a written letter, but I said, it's 5 minutes to three. It's too late right now.
Well, I say this knowing you have a child there, and I feel bad about that. But, I don't understand why anyone would attend there from this day forward. And, B, I don't see how any degree from that institution from this day forward has any credibility at all. The school has admitted that they canceled an event in order to demonstrate that they didn't think the respondents were colorful enough, as in their race and ethnicity and what have you. Well, and then they said, the next time we do this, we'll plan differently. Isn't that an admission to, you might as well be saying, the next time we do this, we'll have more people of color on board. And we'll base it on that. We'll base it on that. Are they going to base it on people of color who have achieved greatness? I would hope so. But well, then they're excluding white people. How is that inclusive?
That's the flip side. And if you take strictly minorities because of their skin color, again, you're losing the merit of I have all these credentials in education and empowerment, but because I'm white, you're not going to hear me out.
Well, here's where diversity fits into the mystery. People seize upon it in the belief, which is false, that diversity in and of itself has a value.
Mm-hmm.
It has no value. Diversity is a fact, but that doesn't mean it has any value. So what the left has done is they've used diversity as a means to bring about what they probably believe themselves to be accomplishing, which is fairness and righting past wrongs and all of this nonsense that they're able to believe because they're attaching a value to a room that, to their way of thinking, is diverse. There's nothing, it's just a fact. There's no... Somebody's going to have to explain to me what is the inherent value of diversity. You know, I can see that if you got a room of people together from different cultures and you're exploring some topic, it might very well prove to be interesting that somebody from a different country has a different way of looking at something. Okay. But that's not what's taking place at an institution like St. Kate's. This was a flat-out admission that what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, is presenting you diversity above all else. And because these respondents to show up at our leadership conference proved to be too many white people, we're canceling the event. So here's another thing they did. The 200 people who signed up for this thing then were deprived of the exposure to these 30 people who presumably were tops in whatever field they were in. Right? I mean,
right.
The ticket buyers were deprived of this event and told the next time we do this, we'll do it a lot differently, which is the same as saying the next time we do this, we're going to just, it'll be a majority of people of color. Because we value that more than the merit of the people we ended up selecting for this thing.
So the white people that showed up, that do they not know how to explore your purpose, ignite your passion, or inspire excellence? That's what they're telling them. You would do it the white privilege way, and that's not what we want to teach here. Even though... I wonder how diverse the 200 registrants were. We don't know that. I don't know that number.
I just think that there's a great intellectual war taking place in this country. I suppose we've been calling it the mystery, but it's worth fighting for. America's got great institutions and great traditions and great ideas, and one of them used to be the institution of higher learning, but We're finding more and more examples, literally on a daily basis, of what we call the failed academy, and it's extraordinary. These kids are being told what to think, not how to think. They're uh, They're coddled to the point where it's sinful if they're made to feel uncomfortable. They need safe places. They won't tolerate conservative speakers on campus. It's an endless, renaming buildings if they find something wrong with the person who the building was named for. It's on and on and on. But today's example of canceling this leadership conference because the leaders were white, that is the most significant look at this problem that we've ever had come across our desk. And my hat's off to the Star Tribune of Minneapolis for writing the story, because essentially that story goes against the narrative of what are generally left-leaning newspapers. And left-leaning newspapers have, as a part of their narrative, the embrace of diversity, because they, too, believe that diversity represents value instead of just simply acknowledging that diversity is a fact. If you have a room with 10 black kids in it and 10 white kids and 10 Hispanic kids, there's no inherent value to be learned. What we have there is a fact. The fact is we got 10 black kids, 10 Hispanic kids, 10 white kids. That's a fact. But diversity has been so elevated that great sins are being committed. And I think I bounced this off John Hinderacher of the Center for the American Experiment. We had him as a guest on the show. And I also credit the Star Tribune for reaching out to somebody like that to get a conservative's view of what shenanigans St. Catherine's University was up to. And I said to him, do you think it's too strong for me to say that a degree from that institution from this moment forward is worthless? And he said, it's hard to argue that point. Why? I don't know of anyone rationally thinking, and I'm saying all this knowing that your kid goes there, but she's a GLer, and so she's fighting the good fight every day.
She's fighting the good fight, yes.
So she's doing what she has to do, and the stories you've told me is she's constantly up against it.
Yes.
From what, fellow students and teachers?
Teachers, students. When she was early on freshman year, she a teacher did not like the way that she spoke up and verbally challenged her, or rather harshly.
Do you recall what it was that she was speaking up
about? I don't
about?
Recall what it was, but the teacher took her aside the next day and apologized and said, I was too aggressive. So she showed her some compassion. But my daughter is not one to just say, this is the way it's going to be. She's been taught to respectfully disagree. But the white privilege, it's very frustrating to her. Just because she's there, she wants to be a teacher. And it has in the past have great street creds if you are going to be a nurse or if you're going to be a teacher.
Right.
And it's just they have a very diverse population, which my daughter is not concerned about at all. She can make friends with anybody. But it's just the fact that what they're teaching is so far, they're accommodating if you are not white. If you are white, you have been brought up with all this privilege. And
that isn't necessarily even true.
It's not the case, I'm sure, with so many of those students there. There might be a couple that maybe had a good run, but you know what? Most of them, I think, are just regular gals that want to become nurses and teachers.
When if she was a senior in high school right now, and knowing what you know now, I got to think there'd be no way in hell she's going to go to that school.
She might choose a different school. I can't speak for her, yeah. But knowing what she knows now, even though she loves, and she has some good teachers too. You know, there's a couple of GL teachers. There's a couple of moles that we have there, yeah. Because she found out that she was my daughter, the teacher did, and they had a good discussion, and she's had her for class, and it was a very pleasant class. But for the most part, you know, she's anonymous, and they don't know, and she just does not appreciate the teachings to that extent because she knows it's not reality.
Let me recap this, because I think it's a telling moment in the entire country. To my way of thinking, this particular school, St. Catherine's, is not in the process of being destroyed. I think we learned today it is destroyed. If you are going to value skin color, that's the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King wanted, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to value skin color above achievement, competence, merit and whatever. And I'm not suggesting that people of color cannot have, they can have remarkable achievements. That's not what I'm talking right. about. If you are going to value skin color above the competence and achievements of the 30 people that you chose, that you invited to speak at your conference, only then to discover that they were white, so therefore you're going to cancel the event, that you are telling me or you are telling your student body that their achievements are not valued as much as their skin color. Well, how can that be a legitimate institution of higher learning? And that's why I say, I'm going to make the exception, your daughter, that the degree earned from there from this moment forward to me seems worthless. Because why would you trust it?
Well, and think about what they're setting up for the future. If you go into a if you go into the hospital and you don't have a doctor yet, but you're going to pick a doctor and you're going to get a full knee replacement. Mm-hmm. In the back of your mind, what they're setting up is if you have a white doctor and an African American doctor and a Hispanic doctor, in your back of them, if this is the way they're going to go down the road, are you going to question whether the Hispanic doctor or the African American doctor made it through as a result of their skin color and not just because they received 100% on their tests?
Well, I let's take skin color out of it. I think the bigger problem is that because the academy is sending these poorly represented students out into the world, the bigger problem is you're just going to have lousier doctors. I don't care what race they are. Mm-hmm. You're just going to have lousier doctors. Do you want a doctor who had to go through school and needed trigger warnings if there was a passage in a book that was going to make him or her uncomfortable?
No.
You want a doctor that had to have a safe space because some conservative speaker showed up on campus?
Nope.
No. It's creeping now out into the – I always am amused when people say – what are they going to be like when they get out into the real world? Well, I think the real world is what's changing, and that's why this battle must be fought. Finance will be changed. Medicine will be changed. The judicial system will be changed. Law enforcement will be changed because you are producing and sending into these fields more and more people who have been coddled, who have been misled, who have paid, $30,000-$40,000 a year for education that ultimately is proven to be fraudulent. And so it's not that I'm going to worry about the black doctor, the Hispanic doctor, or the white doctor wondering if why they made it through. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be worried about are any of them any good?
Right.
And this real world example never works with me because I'm thinking, oh, they're changing the real world. These companies are buying, corporate America buys into this diversity nonsense. They see it as a value instead of a fact. If you're a loan officer, if a bank's hiring a loan officer and he happens to be black, I want him to be the best loan officer possible. I don't want him taken because he's black. I want him to be a good loan officer.
Right, right.
I don't care if he's black
right.
or white or red or blue.
I want him to be the best.
I want him to be the best. If I go to get my knee replaced, I don't give a damn what color you are. I want you to be the best at it. That's what troubles me about the results of the failed academy are going to have a ripple effect all through society. And again, today, just to wrap this up, today we saw the clearest example of it. You had the president of a Catholic university who even thought Christianity was a sign of privilege.
That was shocking.
And this is beyond the pale. And so, again, you had a Catholic university president today say, we canceled a leadership conference because the people we chose to speak at it, we didn't know they were white until we got their photos and their bios in the mail. Well, that I defy anyone to tell me I'm wrong when I say then what you are telling me then is that you value the color of the participants in your leadership conference more than you value what the people could possibly bring to the leadership conference. It's the center's not holding. Around and around the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer.
Or the leprechaun.
Or
maybe
the leprechaun the day before.
We'll all be green. Jesus. We'll all be green and fine.
Oh, Jesus. Didn't you think you were Irish?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Well, I found out from Ancestry.com that I'm just a drunk. I'm not Irish.
Well, that'll help.
Whoa, okay.
All right.
Johnny Height, Dylan Height, take us out with this music. Happy St. Paddy's
Day.
See you later. We will solve the problems of the world on this Garage Logic, the backstory, the inside Garage Logic. Happy St. Paddy's Day. We'll talk to you next time. We're done. You got your jacket on?
Jacket's on.
All right. See you later.